The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the end of the week and happy holidays. It's Friday, December 24th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL.
Tannehill, five.
Yeah, the holiday weekend festivities started early with a little Thursday night football as the Tennessee Titans hosted the San Francisco 49ers. To be honest, the first half of this game was a bit of a snooze fest. Jimmy G was a perfect 5 for 5 on the opening drive. Jeff Wilson finished it off with a touchdown. The 49ers led 10-0 at half. But then in the second half, the Titans woke up, and mainly A.J. Brown off the injured reserve woke up. The second half was dominated by Brown, who finished with 11 catches for 145 yards and a touchdown, the go-ahead score as part of 17 unanswered by the Titans to make it 17-10. But the 49ers wouldn't go quietly into the night as Garoppolo, Debo Samuel, and company orchestrated an 8-play, 95-yard drive ending with a Brandon Ayuk touchdown with just over 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But that was too much time for Ryan Tannehill, who scrambled 23 yards on the final drive into field goal territory. A couple plays later was up to Randy Bullock, who was good from 44 for the 20-17 Titans win. With the big victory, the Titans improved to 10-5 on the season, second place in the AFC. The 49ers dropped to 8-7 and in a tight NFC have put themselves in a precarious position with only 2 games to go. Some people say the playoffs begin in mid-December. Well, it certainly feels like it. The COVID outbreak in the NFL continued on Thursday, and as you'll hear, many of the updates in this podcast are COVID-related, and it starts in Cleveland with NFLPA President J.C. Treader, also the center for the Cleveland Browns. He came down as COVID positive on Thursday, going to the reserve COVID-19 list in Cleveland. In a statement on Twitter, Treader encouraged his fellow players to, and I quote, take every precaution available to them to protect themselves, their families, and their teammates from this virus. The Cleveland COVID outbreak is still ongoing, though quarterback Baker Mayfield is expected to come off in time to start against the Green Bay Packers in Saturday's afternoon game. In New Orleans, Notre Dame fourth-rounder Ian Book, a rookie, is preparing to start at quarterback for the Saints, with Trevor Siemian and Taysom Hill landing on the reserve COVID-19 list. There is an extra day here before the Saints host the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football. But what a turn of events for a pair of 7-7 teams in this game. Book has not played since the preseason, and he is starting in a game with the New Orleans playoff hopes likely on the line. By the way, running back Alvin Kamara is once again in line to be the backup quarterback for the Saints. Other starting quarterback news saw Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens not practicing, opening the door for Tyler Huntley's second straight start. That would be against the Cincinnati Bengals in a big division game on Sunday. Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields also didn't practice. By the way, no COVID for these two quarterbacks here, at least for now. Jackson and Fields right now are dealing with ankle injuries. The Bears visit the Seattle Seahawks in the late slate on Sunday. We'll keep it on the injury front for a second, but we'll switch to running backs. Jacksonville Jaguars running back James Robinson was out of practice with a knee injury Thursday, while Los Angeles Rams running back Cam Akers, you remember that name, he tore his Achilles in July. Well, he's designated to return this season. An interesting development for a Super Bowl contender in Los Angeles. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers pivoted a bit by placing running back Leonard Fournette on IR Thursday, and the same thing for linebacker Lavonte David. Both players, and this is the good side, are expected back for the playoffs at this time. Of the other players on the roster that have to play the rest of the season, wide receiver Antonio Brown was limited Thursday, and receiver Mike Evans did not practice for the second day in a row. The Bucs visit the Carolina Panthers this week. The Kansas City Chiefs, who, due to a COVID outbreak, are already set to start a backup kicker on Sunday versus the Pittsburgh Steelers in Elliott Fry, signed their punter, Tommy Townsend's brother, Johnny Townsend, to the practice squad as more specialist insurance. The Chiefs got key players back in Charvarius Ward and Chris Jones off the COVID list on Thursday, but Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, two of the best pass catchers in the league, are still on the list. In Pittsburgh, tight end Pat Freiermuth remains out of practice due to that concussion. That's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Friday, December 24th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for another episode of NFL Reacts. As for me, I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.